From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At least 27 people have been killed in Iraq today. Violence has spiked in recent weeks as a political impasse continues in the country after indecisive March elections. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
Gunmen killed seven Iraqi troops near the Syrian border. An Iraqi interpreter for the U.S. military was also gunned down by his son and nephew after he refused their demands to quit his job. The murders are among almost three dozen people killed all over Iraq. Adding to the toll, car bombs tore through two neighborhoods north of Baghdad in separate attacks. In the deadliest, at least eight people were killed and 69 wounded in the blast, which left some 20 houses heavily damaged. The civilian death toll has been steadily rising over the past few months, raising fears as the U.S. draws down half of its force. By summer's end, 50,000 American troops will be left here, and so far there are no plans to slow the pace of withdrawal. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
Chairman of BP says embattled CEO Tony Hayward is stepping away from day-to-day leadership of the oil spill response in the Gulf. NPR's Brian Mann reports the move follows a bruising week for the company in Washington.
Tony Hayward met with President Obama this week and then endured a day-long grilling by congressional leaders. Lawmakers blasted his leadership in the lead-up to the April 20th explosion that sparked the nation's worst-ever oil spill. They also questioned his efforts in the weeks since as oil continues to gush from the leaking well. In an interview with Sky News Television, BP Chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg said the spill response will now be led by an American executive.
He's now handing over the operations, daily operations, to Bob Dudley, and he will be more home and be there and be here.
Hayward, who's British, was forced to apologize after saying that he wanted his life back in the wake of the oil spill. In his interview with Sky News, Svanberg acknowledged Hayward's misstep, saying it is clear Tony has made remarks that have upset people. Brian Mann, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama made a brief trip to the Midwest today, flying to Ohio, where he marked what he called a milestone in the country's recovery, the 10,000th road project funded by federal stimulus dollars. In Columbus, Ohio, Mr. Obama called the project a big deal. Federal government has come up with a novel idea. Make sure the people you send checks to are actually breathing. Speaking at the White House today, Vice President Joe Biden says that's the basic concept behind a new government do not pay list.
Over the past 3 years, federal auditors have told us that the government paid out benefits totaling more than $180 million to approximately 20,000 Americans who were dead.
But it wasn't just dead people. The vice president says convicted felons were also among those receiving government payouts. Stocks ended the week modestly higher on a day many options and futures contracts expired. The Dow was up 16 points. The Nasdaq gained 3 points. You're listening to NPR. Crews in Minnesota are cleaning up after a string of apparent tornadoes that touched down across the state yesterday. The National Weather Service is checking out at least three dozen tornado sightings. Authorities are blaming three deaths on the storm, with the town of Wadena, some 70 miles southeast of Fargo, suffering some of the worst damage. That's what the Campbell's Soup Company may be saying today. The Department of Agriculture announced a nationwide recall of three kinds of the iconic canned spaghetti and meatball dinners, known as SpaghettiOs. NPR's April Fulton has more.
Campbell's is recalling 15 million pounds of the kid-friendly pre-cooked ring-shaped pasta because, the company says, some cans didn't get cooked enough. Cans subject to the recall include SpaghettiOs with meatballs, SpaghettiOs A to Z with meatballs, and SpaghettiOs shaped like characters from the Disney movie Cars, with meatballs. All of them have a use-by date between June 2010 and December 2011. There are no reported cases of illness. The government also announced a recall of all Marie Callender's brand cheesy chicken and rice frozen meals. 29 people in 14 states have been diagnosed with a salmonella infection that may be associated with consuming those meals. April Fulton, NPR News.
The original lyrics for this Beatles song, John Lennon's A Day in the Life, is sold at auction in New York for $1.2 million. That sale price far surpassing pre-auction estimates for the double-sided sheet of paper that features Lennon's lyrics written in black marker pen and annotated in red ink. Most estimates had expected the lyrics to go for between $500,000 and $800,000. Lyrics were purchased by a private collector. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.